From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. When the federal government tables a budget tomorrow and the provincial budget in the weeks to come, the Timmins Chamber of Commerce has a wish list. President Rob Knox says he wants priority put on federal procurement policy pertaining to the North. With all the talk of electric cars, he says the region can support their development.
Otherwise, getting the federal government's attention that Northern Ontario is specific and a key player and integral into the whole automotive industry vis-a-vis our production of base minerals and so on.
Knox also wants immigration and training programs boosted to close the skilled trades gap and for accessible childcare to be recognized as a component of a productive labor force. More Canadians than ever are postponing their plans to buy a house. An annual survey by Scotiabank finds 43% of those asked are putting off the purchase, up from 20% in 2020, just before the pandemic hit. The bank says with rising inflation and record high home prices, the shift isn't really a surprise. The poll also shows one-third are now considering moving further away from big cities to an affordable place to live. City Hall has put out word of another traffic disruption. This one's scheduled for tomorrow between 9 and 2. The curbside lane of Algonquin Boulevard along Hollinger Park will be closed during preparations to string a telephone cable from north to south above the road. All of Algonquin in that area will be closed for a few minutes just before 2 o'clock while the installation is completed. In Moose Sports, 2 days of round-robin competition will crown the champs of senior boys high school basketball in the region. Tomorrow, the three teams at the bottom of the standings tip off in a round-robin event for the consolation title. On Friday, the top three do likewise for the championship. NIOA President Doug Basso says getting back from COVID-19 while still dealing with restrictions has combined with snow days and other factors to make it a very unusual season.
Our officials have been awesome in getting last-minute cancellations and changes and being able to meet the needs of our league, so it's much appreciated for that too.
This season was the first in 2 years because of the pandemic. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.